Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week, Danielle Chevalier, who works as a runner at New Orleans Compère Lapin restaurants, takes us around one of the favorite parts of the city she grew up in, by water. Monocle's Kati Krause spoke to her.
It's a super beautiful day today. It's sunny and it's not too hot. And we can smell barbecue. A lot. And we're standing in front of The Joint. So what is this place?
So The Joint is what I would like to say, a little hole in the wall that cooks some of the best barbecue in New Orleans and the Bywater in total. It's pretty small space. They have a little bit of seating outside so that on beautiful days like this, people can enjoy their food and some beer or wine right outside. Like you were saying, the park's right across the street. So it's smack dab in the middle of probably one of the most beautiful neighborhoods that I could be in right now. So it's comfortable, it's homey, and it's family for these people who live here in this neighborhood.
Let's go inside. Let's have a look at what they're serving and who's eating there today. I can already eat. The smell
across the street.
And in here it gets better. In here it smells more like sauce than the barbecue. So what do they have on the menu? Wait, what makes the barbecue?
Okay.
So rack of ribs.
Full rack here. We've got the pulled pork, and that's meat by the pound here. Some brisket. We have a
burnt ends. You know, I'd never heard of burnt ends.
What is this? Of the brisket.
So, who are you?
I'm Matthew. I'm the GM here.
Okay. Do you also cook barbecue?
Yes, ma'am.
What are burnt ends?
Burnt ends are there's a muscle on top of the brisket flat called the point.
Yes.
So we trim that off just to make the brisket more uniform when we cook it, and then we double smoke it. Cube it, toss it with sauce, and smoke it a third time.
That's what makes them particularly good.
Yes, ma'am. They're really, it's a fatty cut of meat, so they're like really, really unctuous, and just you get a lot of bark on it from the triple smoking. So it's really flavorful and fatty and just delicious. Yeah.
And why are they only available sometimes?
Just because you have a limited supply. It's a smaller muscle on the brisket, so we have more brisket than we do burnt ends.
What do you sell most?
Probably pulled pork. We just trim it from the pork. It's a pork shoulder. We smoke that, and then we pull it, and after that, it's toss it between brisket and ribs.
Okay. How long do you cook a pulled pork for?
The pulled pork actually cooks for almost 24 hours.
So where are we?
So we are at Bakshamal, and at the moment, we've just walked through, taking a look at some of the beautiful wine here.
So we've walked, it looks like a wine shop, and initially we just walked in. And people here buying wine by the bottle.
By the bottle.
And then what, you take it?
You can buy it, they'll cool it for you, chill it. If I'm not mistaken, they can glass it for you. Come through here, I think we can sip on our wine.
Oh, okay, here we can see how it works. So you buy your wine, they have buckets, you come through a little doorway, there's a big box of ice.
And so you can fill your
There are glasses, and there's a bucket, exactly, so you can cool your own wine. So here you can get some ice, which you're not supposed to do in your mouth, put in your mouth. You're rather supposed to use the water station.
This is the patio. Back with some warm heaters, filtered water bar, and of course the live band.
Of course the live band.
I didn't think they would be playing this early. This is so nice. Everyone looks like they're sitting down, dining, having some wine, enjoying their cheese plates.
It's like one of the most beautiful and also really refined beer gardens I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely one of the most relaxed wine tastings I've seen in quite some time. No white tablecloths.
No. White plastic buckets to cool your wine in.
Yes, white plastic buckets and plastic chairs.
And what's the food like here? Do you know?
So The last time I came, I did not dine on the cheese plate. Shame on me. But I did have their marinated olives, and that was probably the best marinated olives I've ever had in my life.
That's to say something that they impressed you with marinated olives.
Yes, just the olives. We didn't come to dine. We did just come to have wine. We had a white Pinot, and I can't remember exactly which one, but it was lovely.
It looks like the kind of place you would come more to drink wine and have some nibbles on the side,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, some small nibbles, maybe crackers and cheese. I see a few cheese plates, so yeah, it's mainly a place. It's like a bar for winos.
Yes. It's really nice. And music. Has this been around for a long time?
It's relative. The building itself has, yes, of course, been around for quite some time.
Yes.
They've renovated it to a wine bar. If I'm not mistaken, upstairs is a balcony and more seating. And so...
Oh, yes, we can actually see it. Yes, there are people up on the balcony. Yeah.
So they've basically turned it into a patio chill out. The menu also is not that large. Small plates, small bites.
We could actually just see some go past here. They had asparagus, look like grilled asparagus, some eggs, poached eggs. As you said, the cheese plate.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Oh, with again, what do you call them? The pecan nuts?
Oh, the pecan nuts.
Pecan, pecan.
Tomato. Yes, and they have the space heaters out here to keep people warm through the evening.
Which I assume you don't need that often in New Orleans, do you?
Every once in a while. Our weather right now is actually being a little fishy. It's been cooler over the past 2 or 3 days. But every once in a while it might get a little windy, especially since we're right here next to the river. So it might get a little cool here for these guys. But not too often. Most nights should be nice and clear. It's beautiful out here.
This has been episode number 82 of Food Neighborhoods. Monaco, Scotty Krause and Danielle Chevalier were our guides to the Bywater neighborhood of New Orleans. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.